You're listening to SBS News.
Afghan-born Sikander Khan has just become a Danish citizen. He was one of the first residents to take part in the country's new citizenship ceremony, where a handshake is now the final step in the naturalisation process.
It's big to get this recognition. I have fought for it many, many times and have had rejection after rejection, but I continued. I just wanted it.
The new law has been criticised for breaching freedom of religion, as some observant Muslims and Jews avoid touching unrelated members of the opposite sex. But for Mr. Khan, who fled Afghanistan with his family in 2001, shaking the hand of the immigration minister, a woman, was not a problem.
It's Danish law, and I think it's nice the way they do it. So for me, it's fine.
The move had prompted strong reactions from some of the mayors who must conduct citizenship ceremonies, many arguing they will soon become the face of a policy they say is irrelevant. But Immigration Minister Inger Støjberg says the handshake is an important part of Danish culture and value.
Det er klart et symbol.
It's clearly a symbol that one takes on the basic rules, and here we're equal. And the discussion that has been, which is about not wanting to shake hands with someone of the opposite gender, I want to say to those that they haven't understood what it means to be Danish. And in this country, we have equality, and we have had it for many generations, and we've fought hard for it. And therefore, it's a question of us needing to protect and show it respect.
Ms. Støjberg's Liberal Party is part of a three-party minority government, dependent on the anti-immigration Danish People's Party to pass laws. Since 1 million asylum seekers arrived in Europe in 2015, Denmark has accepted fewer migrants than its neighbours and has put new laws into place to limit their welcome. In August last year, the country introduced a ban on face veils, drawing massive protests from Muslim women and human rights groups. But for some budding citizens, like Philippines-born Cheryl Dufke, having a place where she belongs is more important than any law. She was moved to tears when she was finally granted Danish citizenship.
I understand that shaking hands can be stepping over the line, but for me the focus is on my own case, and that's okay. I think the whole ceremony is okay. I feel that I got something back that I had been missing all these years in Denmark. These last years I've just been waiting for it, not knowing if it would be possible, and now it's a reality.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.